Green Geeks is the web host I use for my website, thebiggamehunter.us. I've used them now for a few years. They do terrific work, and I've worked with some of the larger, more well-known web hosts and hated the support experience. Green Geeks makes so much easy for me by handling things behind the scenes, I should say, so that I don't have to worry about them. Now, they're running a special through April. Translated, if you take a 3-year bundle, it's $249 per month amateurized, which is nothing. And if you go for 1 year, it's like $495. So I like them a lot. I want to encourage you, if you have a website and you've been thinking about making a change, use the link in the show notes. It will change your experience of web hosting. And we'll be back in just one moment. This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2104. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. I will tell you, it is a gorgeous day where I am recording this. I see a cardinal sitting in a tree, first one I've seen this year. Gorgeous, big, chunky little bird. And today's show is a short show. It's about a small company or startup company interview tactic, I think, helps a lot of people. Hope you find this helpful, and I hope you give this show an honest review wherever you listen to it. Share it, please. You know, it, especially on LinkedIn, where I spend so much time, it does help other people discover the show. And with that, let's get going. Today's show is brought to you by JobScan. JobScan is a site where, frankly, they take some of the issues with the black hole, the applicant tracking system, and really help you fix your resume so that it's able to get through the system. Now, the way it was started out is there was a job hunter named James Hu who was running into problems getting his resume through the applicant tracking systems because he found that they were parsing, ranking, and filtering resumes with algorithms. So what he did was develop a system that helps you figure out how your resume matches up against specific jobs and makes recommendations for how to tweak it to make it get through the systems. Not 100% perfect, but much, much better than what most people get. So use the link in the show notes. You will get better results with your resume when you submit it through the ATS. Now, we'll be back in just one moment.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And today I want to give you the best interview tip that I can offer you for someone who's interviewing at a small company or a startup. And I figured this one out years ago when a friend of mine told me he was going to be interviewing for a smaller firm in New Jersey. And I said, let's Google the firm for a second and see if we can find anyone who worked there on the web. So we go online and we find 3 or 4 resumes. Part of the way we did it is we put the company name in quotation marks, and then we added the term resume, and then minus job, minus jobs. And the idea was to take away companies or recruiters that were advertising job listings and see if we could find resumes online. So we found 3 resumes, and I asked him to contact these people and asked them if they knew the hiring manager, asked them what it was like to work there, what the hiring manager was like, what their likes were, what their pet peeves were, what they were like to work for. He learned some really useful information, did well on the interview, but decided this wasn't the right place for him because of some of the things that he heard. Doesn't that make that a useful tip for you? Because you know, you're getting an insider's perspective. And as I said to him, admittedly, these are people who left the firm.
These are people who no longer work there. But you can do this. You can do this every time you're interviewing for a firm. Now, when you're interviewing at a big company, it's a lot harder to piece out who the hiring manager is you're going to be meeting with. And you're going to be taking up a lot of time finding this person. But at a small company, this is a lot easier. At that time, LinkedIn was not as dominant a tool. You can use LinkedIn. Just reach out to people who work at the firm or who did work at the firm. Ask them if they know this hiring manager, what it's like to work there, what their likes, dislikes, or pet peeves are, what it's like working in the group, stuff along those lines. And that'll really help you walking in the door for your interview.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, I've got a lot that's in the show notes that will help you. Go there. Take a look at some of the things I highlight. I know it can help you with your search. But I want you to do one thing for me, and that is put in your phone thebiggamehunter.us, Jeff Alpin, my name. And when you need help, when you need advice, when you have a question, come over to the website, go exploring in the blog, contact me for coaching or because you have a question. I'd love to help you. In the meantime, I hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great! Support for today's show comes from Repurpose.io. Now, Repurpose is a great little tool. Very inexpensive. Like if you want to take one feed, like a podcast, and convert it to YouTube or send it someplace else, it's like $12 for a month. If you want to do like five different things and create something, let's say a Facebook Live and deliver it to LinkedIn or Twitter or Instagram or IGTV, there's a whole host of ways that you can do this. And again, very inexpensive, like less than $21 a month. What I do is I create content daily and I deliver it all over the place daily. It is a breeze. They have great tutorials, terrific support. They make onboarding really easy. So again, use the link in the show notes. I think you'll find it a great little tool. And with that, let's get going.